This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States and Oanda market analyst Kenny Fisher. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Nick. Great to be with you.
Hi, guys.
So all eyes are ahead to next week and the big announcement from the Federal Reserve on Wednesday as to what the rate cut is going to be. We're pretty darn sure that it's going to be a cut of sorts. Absolutely 100% nailed on. We're going to get a 25 basis point cut. But whether it goes more than that to 50 basis points, at the moment, it's looking less likely than it did, say, a week ago, Nick. Have I got that right?
Yeah, what's interesting, Johnny, is that we are, as you mentioned, a couple days away from the Fed's decision. And I actually am surprised at how close it sort of has now become. I would have, you know, if you told me a couple months ago that it would be this close leading up to the week before, I would have been very surprised by that. And so we do see the bond market yields are dropping quite a bit here recently. Another one that's screaming a potential higher chance of 50 basis point is actually gold. Gold has just hit an all-time, a couple of different all-time highs here recently. Yesterday, we closed at $2,559 an ounce. That's, of course, U.S. dollars. And that is a record all-time closing high in spot gold price. So reason I bring that up is that, you know, gold seeing all of this, it kind of is the pulse check on where central banks are at, not just in the U.S., but also abroad. I know we briefly have been discussing before the podcast started that the ECB has cut rates. So there's this trend towards rate cuts and, you know, the possibility now that you could see a higher than 25 basis point cut next week. Now, I'll go out on a limb here and say I don't particularly see that being the likely case. I still think that a 25 basis point cut is more likely, as we haven't seen anything recently that's been screaming, you know, 50 basis point cuts are coming. But the increased possibility of one has the dollar lower, yields lower, gold higher. And again, markets are kind of gearing up. We also see the stock market really excited about this prospect. Obviously, it's like, you know, injecting, you know, fuel right into the engine here with this prospect of a potential 50 basis point cut to especially some of the more sensitive areas of the stock market, which is, you know, why stocks at the time of recording this are have had 4 days of winning days and potentially a fifth one to follow. So very interesting to see how this is all shaping up. But again, very surprising to me that we are coming down to the wire here, that this meeting is very live and potentially could be a 50 basis point cut. But as you mentioned, very likely we do get cuts. And I think that for many areas in the market, like gold, stocks, especially things like real estate, et cetera, they're very excited just to know that rate cuts are coming down the pipeline here very soon.
So what could change between now and Wednesday?
In terms of market data, there's not a whole lot. We do have retail sales numbers coming out next week before the Fed meeting, but perhaps it's just decision-making coming down to the Fed. We know that, you know, these are some of the world's smartest economists making this decision. And we know last time around during the July meeting, there were from the meeting minutes that came out later, part of the committee that actually felt that a first cut in July would have been okay. So there is the possibility, and it's all about next week's delivery. There is the possibility that we do get a 50 basis point cut or a 25 basis point cut that sounds pretty dovish, right? So there's like, depends how they deliver it next week. I think that's really what it comes down to is if they come out with 25 and they're hawkish, the market would be very, you know, surprised and nervous about that. But if they come out with 25 and they signal many more rate cuts to come, that they feel confident with where they're at. And then there's the slight possibility that perhaps is recently, you know, increased in probability, which is maybe they'll cut 50 basis points and just say they want to kind of just get a jump start on it, but then they're going to remain cautious. So almost like a modestly hawkish 50 basis point cut, which sounds a little, you know, like kind of a word puzzle, but it's a possibility. So it should be interesting to see.
A word puzzle, not a word salad. Do you want to add to what Nick said, Kenny?
Sure, Johnny. I would agree with Nick that we're tending to look towards a 25 basis point cut, although we could see the 50. But the markets, I'm not sure how the markets would react to a 50 basis point cut. I think it would scare them a little bit that the economy is in trouble. The Fed is still keeping its options open. As Nick mentioned, we're seeing close to a tie between the 50 and a 25 point cut. I think the Fed would prefer the 25 just to ease into this new rate cycle, but they haven't got the data that they wanted. We had inflation releases this week, and that might have helped determine what the Fed would do, but I don't think it did, because inflation, CPI went down from 2.9 to 2.5, and it was a bit lower than the 2.6% market estimate. But CPI, the core rate, stayed at 3.2%, which matched the estimates. So I don't think that inflation really gave any clarity to what the Fed would do. And as Nick said, it might go down to the wire, right up to rate decision time. Will they go with 25 or with the 50?
Indeed. And of course, yesterday we saw the European Central Bank cut rates again. So they are ahead of the curve, so to speak, compared with the UK and with the US. But that wasn't much of a surprise, though, was it, Kenny?
No, it was expected, the 25 basis point cut, the second one from the ECB. It's looking like the Fed will join them next week. But also, I think it's important to look, when we look at the Fed, not just at whether it'll be a 25 or 50 basis point cut, but what can we expect till the end of the year? In other words, how much more cutting will the Fed do? There's a good chance that they'll be quite aggressive and continue right through the end of the year. But I think after Wednesday's decision, whatever it is, there's going to be a lot of speculation about how quickly the Fed will continue to cut and catch up, as you said, to the other major central banks that have already been cutting.
So that's to come, guys. What about the markets today, Nick? Where are we?
Well, in terms of the stock market side of things, it's actually a pretty interesting story. Some of the more interest rate sensitive sides of things are really ripping higher here, especially today, but most of this week. For example, the Russell 2000 index is up just shy of 2% here today, which is small cap companies, of course, at the time of recording, because you know markets move and we record these podcasts a while before they actually go up. The current outlook is seemingly very positive going into the week. I mean, the S&P 500 is not too far from its all-time highs, just a quick, you know, calculation. It's about 1% off its all-time highs. If you take a look at the NASDAQ, it's a little bit further from its highs at about, you know, 6%, 6.5% off of its highs. And then you have the Dow Jones, which is just very close, about 0.5% away from its all-time highs. That being said, the Russell is still quite a ways away. And so we've got the different indices reacting differently. But recently, some of the ones that have been performing the best, even when we go into individual sectors, have been the ones that are most sensitive and most kind of potentially going to be alleviated from the reduction in borrowing costs from the federal funds rate coming down. So it's been interesting to keep an eye on because the indices have kind of diverged a little bit, where you've got technology really took a big hit in the last few weeks and has now started to really bounce back. You know, Nvidia, some of the big names have really started to carry their weight again. Nvidia's up, I think, something like something crazy, like 10%+ in the last five trading days. So it's really helped to bolster the rally back. And again, anticipation of those rate cuts that are coming. And I think for the stock market, they are not super picky on whether or not it's 25 or 50 basis point cuts. It's just that stocks typically do well in a rate cut cycle in which there's also a stable economy. And that's the thing we have to keep an eye on. If you're going to watch stocks and indices and individual stocks, all that sort of stuff, the thing to keep in mind here is that we want to see rate cuts, yes, but you want to see rate cuts coupled with an economy that's holding in there, which that's the distinction. Some people, when they talk about rate cuts, they say, oh, you know, the stock market always crashes when rate cuts happen. And that's kind of a very oversimplification of some events where that has happened. But it's not actually the rate cuts that trigger a stock market crash. It's rate cuts are a response to where the economy is at. And if rate cuts are being cut very quickly because the economy has fallen apart, that's where stocks can fall apart. So I think as we turn the page here, and we do actually start to see the Fed enter into a rate cut cycle, the clues to look for stock turbulence would be the economy continuing to dwindle alongside those rate cuts. That would be sort of red alert. But currently, it does still seem like a soft landing is a reasonable base case for markets. That's what many people, analysts, et cetera, think is likely to happen, is that you could get rate cuts alongside an economy that is cooling but not crashing. And that's kind of been the story summed up as we go into this first cut next week?
Just to follow up on that, John, it's we're looking at this week's performance of the U.S. Stock markets has been quite strong, as Nick mentioned. I'm looking at the NASDAQ is up almost 5% this week, and the S&P close to 4%. And it looks like we will see some market volatility continuing as we go into the Fed rate cut on Wednesday. The question is, what happens after that? And as we mentioned before, if the Fed does decide to go with a jumbo 50-point cut, it could maybe unnerve the markets, thinking that a soft landing is going to be more difficult than expected. So I think Powell would like to go with 25 points, and the markets probably would react to that more positively as well.
It's going to be a very interesting week to come, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. Have great weekends.
Thank you. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Kenny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oando.